Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Do you realize that the light shines bright through those who broke inside?
Ito ang paboritong bahagi ng Eurovision Australia Decides winner na si Sheldon Riley sa awiting Not the Same. Ang kantang tumatak at naghatid sa kanya sa pangarap na maging bahagi ng International Song Competition na inaabangan ng milyong-milyong manonood sa buong mundo. Ikinuwento ni Sheldon kung paano nabuo ang awitin na sumasalamin sa kanyang mga karanasan at pagkatao.
I actually sent it. It was more of a poem, actually. I sent it to myself in an old Facebook account and found my old computer at 19, and I logged into my old Facebook account and saw this message to myself that was basically so proud of you. Everything you've told yourself you couldn't do, you're doing, and you're not the same, but that's okay. And I mean, as years have gone by, I've changed that poem around and made it into a song, and now it's the song representing Australia. So I don't like to get emotional. I really don't. But when I'm singing a song that I wrote myself in front of a group of people I don't need to explain myself to, a group of people that just understand who I am, it gets me really emotional, because there's not many places in Australia where I can be super proudly myself and be accepted for it. So I'm just very grateful.
Lumaki sa magkahalong kultura si Sheldon. Filipino ang ama at Australian naman ang kanyang ina. At sa maraming pagkakataon, kino-question niya ang kanyang itsura at tila pagiging kakaiba.
Basically, I wrote the song when I was about 15 years old. I was diagnosed with Asperger's at 6, 9, and 12. I believe it's just called being on the spectrum now, but at the time it was a pretty full-on thing because there wasn't a lot of public knowledge about autism and just neurodivergent people. So also I come from a pretty religious family as well, so it was something that was kind of prayed over me to be fixed for a long time as well. So being told for a long time what I can and can't achieve and what I'd be able to do. For example, I was told I wouldn't be able to get a great job because I won't be able to execute myself as a normal functioning human being. And then at around 15, I decided I wasn't going to allow anyone to tell me what I was capable of anymore. And came out, I made friends, I basically proved everybody wrong that told me that I was not the same. And the thing is, looking back, I wasn't the same, but doesn't mean it had to set me back.
Pero matapos malampasan ang mga mabibigat na hamon sa kanyang buhay, ipinakita ni Sheldon sa buong mundo ang husay sa pagkanta. Kaya't mula sa pagiging fan, siya na mismo ang pambato ng Australia sa Eurovision 2022 na gaganapin sa Turin, Italy mula 11 hanggang 15 ng Mayo. Isang tagumpay na bumago ng malaki sa kanyang buhay.
No, I'm really enjoying it. It's been amazing. I mean, I've wanted to do Eurovision since I was a tiny little kid. So I don't know, have you ever had a dream that was just the biggest, most unrealistic dream and then it comes true? Because that's what I'm kind of doing at the moment. I'm very proud of what's happening.
Pero malaking hamon pa rin sa singer ang banta ng pandemya. Kaya kasabay ng pag-iensayo, doble rin ang kanyang pag-iingat sa kalusugan.
It's hard. I don't want to do it from Australia. I really want to be there with everybody else. It's crazy to think that, one little thing that's shut down the whole world could be the difference between me living out the big dream or not. So, living very safe.
Bukod naman sa pagkanta, inaabangan rin ang magiging outfit ni Sheldon sa kompetisyon. Kilala bilang fashionista at madalas suot ang kanyang iconic glasses at makikinang na maskara. Kaya isa rin ito sa kanyang pinaghahandaan.
Yes, 1,000%. I want people to come and watch a show and be guaranteed that it's going to be just as immersive visually as what it is sonically. And I'm working with a designer named Alin Lacau. The outfit is ridiculous. It's beautiful. He's one of the most amazing fashion designers I've ever seen. I've loved his work for the last 4 or 5 years now. It weighs 40 plus kilos. It has 250 meters of feathers. It has 200,000 Swarovski crystals covered.
I can't imagine.
It is ridiculous. I can't say much more than that, but that's what we've released so far. And it's very exciting. It's going to be very sparkly and very beautiful. But yeah, I just love it. I love to dress up too. I think it's so exciting. And I love when people react to it. It's fun. I mean, in Filipino TV especially, everyone wants to see big, right? And they want to see crazy. And I think that might be a little something I've taken from my culture as well, because I love to be the showman.
At kung marami naman ang naantig sa ginawa niyang pagtanggal ng maskara sa gitna ng kanyang winning performance sa Eurovision Australia Decides, ibinahagi ni Sheldon ang sinisimbolo nito para sa kanyang pagkatao.
For me, I never want to be an advocate for hiding away or running away from something because you don't like who you are. Because to whose standard? It doesn't mean I don't have days I look at myself and go, oh. But I mean, it's a work in progress. And I thought it was the perfect time to finally take this thing off because as much as I love what I wear, the reasoning behind wearing the masks are it's not very healthy for me. And I need to be able to say, I can wear them and I can take them off. I'm in full control of it. So then it just becomes this beautiful thing that I wear rather than a piece of something I have to wear.
Eksklusibong mapapanood ang 66 Eurovision Song Contest ng live sa SBS at SBS On Demand na may primetime broadcast sa May 13, Biyernes, ganun din sa Sabado, May 14 ng 8:30 p.m. at Linggo, May 15 ng 7:30 p.m. 17 bansa ang kakalabanin ni Sheldon sa semifinals 2 na mapapanood ng ganap na alas 5 ng madaling araw ng May 13. Kaya naman hiling niya ang patuloy na suporta ng lahat ng naniniwala sa kanyang kakayahan na ibida ang Australia.
Well, firstly to the fellow community, you guys are such big watchers of SBS and the contest. So it means the world to have all of your support when I go over there. It really does mean the world. I mean, I'm the second fellow, I believe, to do it after last year, which is exciting. But yeah, to everyone, thank you so much for the love and support. It really is. I wouldn't necessarily call myself the vision of Australian music or what we do here. So yeah, just the cultural support and the artistic support, it really does mean the world, because I think we are... we're changing. I say we because it's such a team effort to really change the sound of what is Australian music, because there's so much more than just what's out there at the moment. And I'm very proud to be representing so many people.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.